Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it's my pleasure and my delight to be with you. We want to say welcome to the show tonight. I am here with my business partner, my sister friend, Veronica McMillan, and we're just so happy to be with you this evening. Good evening, Veronica. How are you?
Good evening, Francine. I'm fine. And hello. Happy Thursday to our audience and happy belated Thanksgiving.
Yes, absolutely. So this is your first time tuning in to the broadcast. We thank you so very much. And for our longtime listeners, we thank you as well. We love hearing from you and your comments that you make on our Facebook page. So make sure that you're hanging out with us whenever you can here on the show and then on Facebook. Let me tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. And now I want to also share with you about the Micro Nonprofit Network. The Micro Nonprofit Network, which is the baby of Veronica McMillan. She's the founder of the Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated, and she helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Tonight, we are here to welcome you to our broadcast, and I am so happy that I have Veronica with me tonight. There is so much going on in the world, and Veronica, I don't even know where to start, but the first thing I want to say that is that I hope everybody had a safe Thanksgiving as well, and that you got time to spend with your family and your friends, and hopefully as we go into this holiday season, we will go with love on our hearts, kindness on our lips, and just being open to celebrating each other. So, Veronica, I'm going to turn this portion of the show over to you, and so you can just tell us what's going on in the world, nonprofit world, some of the things that you have coming up, and then we'll take it from there.
Well, thank you so much, Francine. Yeah, just like you said, so much is going on, and you try to just kind of take a breath, and that's what I would begin the night with, is just telling everybody, just take a breath, you know what I mean? Because it's so easy to get in fear right now because so much stuff is going on around us, but we have to know that we have to be okay, that we're going to have to stand in the place of love and peace, because if you get in that fear space, you know how that happens, Francine. That just kind of takes you down the black hole, and you're just in worry, you're in fear, you're anxious about everything. I'm not saying that you don't be careful. I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is that we cannot act out of fear and frustration and anxiety, because it really makes things worse for us. And so I just wanted to start off saying that, and because we also in that season of Christmas and all of that stuff, this is really one of my favorite times of the year, Francine. It is the night.
Yes.
It's just wonderful.
Yes.
And I love it. And I refuse to allow myself to get in that dark space and be, you know, kind of closed up and not do anything. And so I just wanted to start us out tonight with just that. And then what's going on, basically, we have our Bag Lady Project is going to be on December the 10th, where we're doing the thing with our young ladies who are in our Bag Lady program. And then we're going to be ending our Jumping In program with our child care providers in December as well. And then we're going to take a break, y'all. We're going to take a break during the month of January and February, reinvigorate ourselves, retool, take a moment to breathe, really assess our year, because I think that's important, Francine, too, for our listening audience as well, that, you know, if we're coming down to the end of the year, and we need to, you know, just reassess, reposition ourselves, rethink about what we're doing, and then just move forward in the most positive way that we can, and not be in that space of fear. We're in this season of joy, and we know, Francine, for the holiday, for some people, it's not easy for them. You know what I mean? That they
yes.
Case in, you know, they think about family members that are gone, or they don't have their children, or they just don't have people around to celebrate with, or celebration is just not where they are right now. And I'm just saying to everybody, we have to really look at the good and not the bad, and just keep on moving in that direction. So that's sort of kind of where we are, and then you and I are launching a program in January, and so we're just excited about all of those things that's going to be going on. But I think for right now, the big thing is that we have to stay in peace, stay in love, and don't get in fear, because we know that if you get in fear, that takes you down to a dark place that you don't want to be in, and then you get depressed, and then the people around you get antsy and easily agitated, and then before long, the people in your house is grumpy. It's just a cycle that just goes on and on and on. So I just wanted to say that, Francine, that basically let's not get in fear. Let's take these moments to just love on the people who are around you, that you're safe. God has protected you, and we're going to pray for those who are in pain. We pray that, you know, that they will be upheld in love and light as well. So that's basically what I wanted to say, Francine.
Thank you, Veronica, for that, because that's so important that we have to change our own atmosphere sometimes, because we are operating out of fear almost every day with high stress level positions that we're in with, as you stated, Veronica, this being a time of year where some people are just so overjoyed that it's the holiday season, and some people are just dreading it to the utmost.
Yes.
They can't wait till December the 26th, because it's all will be over for them. But I just want to say to everybody, just and to piggyback on what Veronica said, we have to be thankful for what we have, thankful that we are here, thankful for even the simplest thing as our breath. And so as we go through this season, that we're going to breathe and we're going to slow down just a little bit, because, you know, during the holidays, it can be that hustle and bustle and rushing. I was talking to a young man on the phone yesterday, and he was like, slow down, Ms. Humphrey, it's okay. You're fine, you know, just slow down. But I had so much that I had to get done on yesterday that I was trying. I knew that his office was closing at 4 o'clock, and I wanted to get what I needed from him before he left his office, because I didn't want to wait until today. And so we do have to slow down. We do have to take those deep breaths, and we do have to take in the season. And even if your loved ones are not there, try to find some joy in this season and find some peace for yourself, because I know so many times we just don't do that. We just keep going and going and going, and like the Energizer Bunny, until we completely wear ourselves out. I was in that state last night. I just have to be transparent. I had to lay across the bed, Veronica, because it was just so much going on yesterday that I had to, like the young man said, I had to slow it down. And I went upstairs to my room, and I just laid across the bed, because it was just, I was overwhelmed with everything that was going on, and trying to figure out what do we do next, and how do we keep going, and how do we encourage our family members and our loved ones. And my job is high stress, because I work in finance. So every single day I'm speaking to somebody who's in crisis mode. Now, we all, as mentors and as coaches, and Veronica can tell you this, and as people who are in these kind of positions, we're always getting those phone calls or those emails where people are in a uproar, to in lack of a better word for that. I was going to say hair on fire, but I'm trying to keep it light today, right? So they're in an uproar about something, and we're there to calm them down. But if you listen to that enough hours, you can find yourself being in that same state just like the people that you're dealing with. And so I had to remind myself on yesterday when the young man said, slow down, Ms. Humphrey. I'll stay on the phone with you as long as I need to. Don't worry about it that it's 4 o'clock. I'm here to help you and to assist you, you know, what is it that you need. And so we got done what I needed to get done. And that's a good reminder for me to share with you that it happens to me too. And I know the rules, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a coach. I know what I'm not supposed to do. But when there's so much going on in your life, sometimes you have to be told to slow down. So just like Veronica said,
right,
everybody, let's slow down. Let's take a deep breath. I'm so excited about the Bag Lady program on December the 11th. I'm excited about that and just so many other things that we're doing. And so, Veronica, if there's somebody out there listening tonight and they want to get in touch with you, can you tell them how they can do that?
I certainly can. You can always contact me at www.micrononprofitnetwork.org, which is our website, and then you can just do the same thing, but just put info@micrononprofitnetwork.org so that I'll have that email where we can, you know, correspond with each other or what have you. I'm trying to take it easy, just roll 2022 right on out here and enter into 2023, you know, in that place wherein I'm not so hustle and bustle. And I think we should, it begs us all to sort of kind of, you know, do that. I'm not in this Christmas holiday where I'm running to stores. As a matter of fact, for me, all of my Christmas holiday shopping is done. And I don't do a whole bunch. I have the specialty that I, you know, that I get things for. But I'm not getting into that space of the – because I know that that just kind of – you know, it revs people up too, Francine. You know what I mean?
It
As you
does.
Just said to them about the financial piece, do not – listen to me, audience. Do not get yourself – in, you know, I think they said that most people spend about $1,000 extra for Christmas or what have you. Not me, but I'm just
neither.
You know, just get out of that space of trying to hustle, bustle, get this gift, get that gift, do this, run there, go there. It's going to wear you out. And then when you, you know, you look at all of the things that's going on and people running and scared and all, it just creates this cloud over you. So do not get yourself stressed out. Do what you got to do. Because back in the day, you know, I'll keep saying this, Francine, that what we've lost is community. You know what I mean? We have lost community-based, you know, now we've replaced it with technology. And we see what technology is doing. It's good and bad at the same time. You know what I mean? And so I think since we don't have community any longer, there's nobody to come and say, girl, come on over here. Let's sit on down. Let's have a glass of wine. Let's do this. Let's do Y'all come on, let's get together and play a game of spades and do that. Miss Molly got the kids and everybody's, you know, knowing each other and what have you. That's gone. And that since community is gone, people are not watching out for each other. You know, you can live in a community now and don't even know your neighbors. You know, you
that's
might
so
say, see, you know, the mailbox and but that's it. And so I think with everything that's going on, we have to, we got to have a sense of community. And you and I were having this conversation offline. Well, we're talking about churches and stuff. Our spiritual organization, it's a church, a mosque, a hall, or wherever, a temple, wherever that you go at, these places are going to have to open up, and we're going to have healing spaces where people can come in and talk and do what they got to do because it's important. I know you can't just give the information, but I just had to throw that out there. You know what I mean? Because again, we got to do something different, and because we already see systems are falling, Francine. They're eroding. We can, you know, government, even churches, and all that stuff is falling, and we got to get back to a place where we're loving each other and connecting. So anyhow, I took the long way around in terms of my information by throwing that out, but I wanted to just say that to it.
But you know how we do, because that's why we do this radio show, because we want to talk about the things that are happening in our communities. And in order for us to do that, we have to be honest with ourselves and just look at
yes.
the current situation for what it really is. And I can say this because I am a pastor. I am just not sure sometimes what some of the ministries are doing or what processes they have in place or because, and I was telling Veronica earlier, you know, when we were growing up, the church was always open. You know, Deacon Barnes or Brother Smith, somebody was out at the church doing something, and you had a place where you could go. It's nothing more than to just go in and sit and be, you know, have a quiet moment. Mm-hmm. Or if you needed to have an appointment with a pastor, you could get one. We're so commercialized,
yes.
and we're in, again, technology to the point where we have,
yep.
you know, and I ain't, you know, people, this your business. You know, it's your church. It's your business. I'm not trying to run your church. I'm just trying to keep my
mm-hmm.
church together. And so
mm-hmm.
you do what the Lord has led you to do, but don't you ever, ever forget about his people. And I think I can say that because I see it, I hear it, I'm concerned about it. We're so commercialized
mm-hmm.
about everything, the holiday,
mm-hmm.
even about church itself. It has to be
yes.
something, you know, that a theme or something that has to do with us getting dressed up and going and doing something instead of us coming together and worrying about the salvation of our citizens. And because that's what God intended for church to be. We can,
mm-hmm.
church can go wherever we are because we carry the church with us, correct? It doesn't have to be about the building, but we have to have spaces where people feel safe. And if they
yes.
don't have that space, they go inward. And some people, when they become isolated, they don't know how to come out of that because that is a mental health state where they need assistance. They need to talk to somebody. They can't talk
yes.
their way out of it because it is an illness. And so we just have to be open and honest. And, Veronica, thank you for sharing that because even myself, I sit and I pray and I ask God, what can I do? And last Sunday my sermon was take it to the street. I got to be
yeah.
more vigilant about what I'm doing. You know, this is where we are. This is what we're doing. Come by, stop and see us. We are there for you. If you need to make an appointment, I'm the pastor. You can call me and we can talk, even if it is on technology, if that's what we have to do, because we're going to continue to do Facebook Live because we know that that works and we reach so many different people. But we're going to get back to that space where the church doors are going to be open and
yes.
looking at how that's going to be different in 2023. And, of course, I have
mm-hmm.
to, you know, pray about everything that I do because I never want to be out of the will of God. And when he closed the churches down, that was an indication
mm-hmm.
that it was never about the church building. It
right.
was about its
yeah.
people. And I think that's what we forgot.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to share
exactly.
this with you. It has to be about love of another human being. It can't be about you. So if anything that you're doing is about you, then you know it's not of God. So I'm just going to put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Love over all,
mm-hmm.
no matter what beliefs you hold, what holiday traditions,
that's right.
traditions you have, what you participate
yep.
in, the true meaning of godliness is love. And love for your family,
yep.
your friends, your fellow neighbor, the dog down the street, the cat, whether you like cats or not. It's about the love. It is this is the time of year where we all should unite together in love. And that's my soapbox
mm-hmm.
for tonight. All right, so if you want
yeah.
to get in touch with me, you can call me. You not even call me because I'm not giving out my number anymore. You can go to my website at www.issuesconcerningwomen.org, or you can email me at icwdirector@gmail.com. And Veronica, I'm going to turn it back over to you so that you can give out a few more details about some of the things that are happening because we really want the community to be involved. Oh, before I do that, so Veronica, I wanted to share that on Saturday, which is December the 3rd, for any
mm-hmm.
women that need a mammogram, you can call. And I'll put the number on our Facebook page. It's already out there. Go to my Facebook page, Francine Humphrey. Or go to the church page, Word of Faith Ministries, and you can get the phone number to call. They're going to, Centera's going to set aside 2 hours for our community to come in and get their mammogram on Saturday. So if you know someone who needs one, it may not be you, or you may be somebody else, please have them go to the Facebook page, get the number, and if you can't find it, then reach out to me and take care of this special appointment time they set for our community. And so we want to thank Soterra for that. And we're going to be working with them in the new year with some different things. So, okay, Veronica, take it away, my sister. Yeah.
Exactly, exactly. And so we have to remember, I'm glad you said that, that healthcare, self-care is healthcare, and that we have to, we're on the soapbox of the woman for right now, in terms of taking care of our bodies and making sure we're doing what we're supposed to do, because we have to understand that we are a triune being, that we're spirit, we are soul, mind, body. We got to understand that. So holistically, every part has to be working in tandem with each other. It can't be you just do the spiritual part and forget about the health, the physical, and all of that stuff. And so this is that opportunity for women, women of color, any woman that wants to go to Soterra and get her annual mammogram, or get your mammogram for the first time, or whenever it is, get your mammogram done. This is an act of love that we want you all to know. We keep talking about this love thing. So that's our theme for tonight, loving on yourself first, so that you're doing what you need to do and taking care of your body so that you can be and do what you need to do for your family, for your friends. And a breast exam, a mammogram, is so important for women. That is an important body part. And we want to make sure that that body part is taken care of, and that we are looking to support our community in every way. And then Francine and I will be doing something in the spring, again, to bring our community together. And as she said, with this partnership with Soterra is a wonderful thing. But do something for yourself, because if you don't take care of you, you certainly can't take care of anybody else. And we got to get to that space, Francine. And I think we try to, you know, either you're just eating all of the health foods and taking care of your body, but you're not taking care of your mind. Or you're taking care of your mind, you're not taking care of your spirit. You know what I mean? We have to do this thing holistically. You cannot not take care of yourself if you don't look at every part of who you are. And so this is just one of those things that we are doing in our community. We had one at our office. When was it, Francine? A couple of weeks ago, right? We had the community. We had that at our office, and Soterra was supposed to be there. That didn't happen, but they're coming back with trying to make sure that any mishap or what have you is taken care of. And so Francine and I are doing that. Give the gift of love and health to your own self. You know what I mean? Doing this season is so important. So that's what I got to say, Francine.
Great. And so, and as we're talking about women, because, you know, this is issues concerning women, and women are primarily the head of about 30% of the overall households in the African-American and minority community. So we have to make sure that we are in good health, that we're taking care of ourselves. And like Veronica said, not just one part of it, but making sure we're eating right. And this is the time of year where we're going to eat things that we normally don't eat, because it's going to be presented to us. There's all kind of holiday parties and things going on. And so do all of that in moderation and make sure that you are really taking care of yourself. Because when you look at where we've come from, there is a tendency for us to not get the help that we need in the areas of health. So getting your mammogram is important. Watching your weight is important. Drinking your water, that's what you need to do. And I was reading something about congestive heart failure, because my mom had this. And as I get into the month of December, my mom passed away on December the 13th. She had congestive heart failure, so she couldn't drink a lot of water. She was the opposite of what everybody tells you to do. So you have to know what your health is. Yes, you have to know what's good for you. And because telling you to drink water may be harmful to you. Your feet may be swollen up, and you don't know why, because you have too much water around your organs. What do you need to do? So, and then exercising, making sure that we're exercising and taking care of our bodies and our minds. And the mind thing, of course, plays a big part as well. Veronica has a wonderful journal out. And if you haven't got one yet, so Veronica, I want you to tell them about that, and tell them also about the Soul Works, because again, we're going right into that portion of the show about women and what they can do. So tell them about your journal and the women's program.
Yeah, so thank you, Francine, for reminding me that I created a journal called A Dose of Love, and it really is a journal where you're going to have each week sort of like a dose of love, which is your medication, and then you're just going to write in that journal about what that particular affirmation meant to you, and then you even take a deeper dive in that so that you can kind of work through some of those feelings, because sometimes you can't even articulate it, Francine, how you're mm-hmm. feeling. And so if you can put it down in words, you could take it to your therapist and say, hey, at this moment, this is what I was feeling. And then she or he has a jumping off spot. And so we have our journal. That journal is $19.99. Great Christmas gift for those who want to do that. And then Yeah. And so those who want to do, what we call authentic conversations, we do conversations. We can come to your church, your home, your women's group, your anything. And what you do is you choose a topic, and we just dive into that topic, and we go deep with that particular topic. But it's such a healing place. I want to say it's healing circles, because that's what's happening, and I'm so excited about, what we're doing and how we're doing it for the new year and doing more of those things. And even with our program, we're interjecting a trauma-based sort of program or section in all of our programs, because we're in the middle of so much trauma, and it cannot be something that we're going to be, kind of reactive about. We really have to be proactive about that. So thank you so much, Francine, for saying that. But that's sort of kind of where we're going. We're going to have these authentic conversations as often as we possibly can.
Absolutely, because we see so much is going on again in the world, that things that normally were not traditionally connected to African Americans, we're seeing now, because of the culture that we live in, that now we are as prevalent as other groups for certain things in the Department of Mental Health, where before we didn't go talk to no psychiatrist or no therapist. We mm-hmm. stayed in the house, and mm-hmm. Big Mama got a belt and beat your butt, and you straight up. Look, you didn't have to go see those psychiatrists, because she took care of you, and you was like, okay, if I keep acting crazy, I'm just going to get another beat, so I'm not going to do that again. But, I'm laughing because I want to, again, keep it light. But now and this is a serious topic, now we're seeing more trends for things that normally were not prevalent in the African-American community. And I'm not even going to list them tonight, but I think everybody knows what I'm talking about. We're seeing that becoming the same as other groups, because we're integrated with them. We spend a lot of time with other groups. And so, and that, that's normal in any culture, that if you start whatever you and whoever you hang around, those are kind of the things that you're going to do. And as we see more and more this piece on the mental health issues, they're more recognized now. Where before, we would just kind of, sweep them under the carpet and like, okay, I'm just depressed and I'll get over it and I'll be okay. No, that's not happening, So mm-hmm. please, ladies and gentlemen, too, we don't want to leave you out. Please take care of yourself. If you need help, please reach out to somebody. There are numbers you can Google if you, whatever it is that you need, because, again, I don't want to start making lists and having you search for a lot of things. But whatever you're going through right now, talk to somebody about it. And if you attend the church, hopefully they have something in place that you can talk to somebody. And if you don't, you can call me and then I can get you help if you need it. So we just want everybody to know that help is available to you. Veronica and I have been doing this for a long, long time. And we are just open to reaching out to the community and spreading our arms. Even though we're locked arms together, Veronica and I, we're spreading our arms out to the community and encircling you and inviting you to come in and be a part of our program. So thank you so much, Veronica. Tell them again how they can get in touch with you, and then we're going to be done for the evening.
Yes, you can go to our website at themicrononprofitnetwork.org, or you can just email me at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, and that's how you can connect with me.
Wonderful, and thank you, my friend, for always being there. I truly enjoy when we can do the show together. Sometimes our schedule doesn't permit. So we've been rocking and rolling. We want y'all to know, but we have not forgotten about any of you. We are still here and still working diligently to be a voice for the voiceless. And if you want to get in contact with me, go to itwdirector@gmail.com or go to the website at www.issuesconcerningwomen.org. And you can always find us on Facebook to see our programs. So, ladies, get your mammograms. Keep in contact with us. Call Veronica if your organization or women's group would like to do soul works. We are open to that. And we just look forward to being with you next week. So have a great week. Good night, everybody.
All right. Good night, everybody. Bye-bye.